Jay Cutler, hamstring, did not participate, out for the game. Alshon Jeffrey, hamstring, did not participate, out for the game. John Bostic, ankle, did not participate, doubtful for the game. Matt Forte, knee, limited practice, probable for the game. Eddie Royal, back and hip, limited practice, questionable for the game. Ego Ferguson, knee, limited practice, questionable for the game. Pernell McPhee, knee, limited practice, questionable for the game. Tracy Porter, hamstring, limited practice, questionable for the game. Marquise Wilson, shoulder, full practice, probable for the game. Matt Slauson, thigh and toe, full practice, probable for the game. We did make a roster change. We released defensive lineman LeVar Edwards and added defensive lineman Mitch Unrein. Any questions?
You know Mitch from Denver. What does he bring in? Why bring him?
I think he was a guy that we looked at in free agency, were involved with. He ended up going to San Diego. They released him, and we signed him.
What can he add to the defensive line?
I think he's kind of the football character we're looking for. I think he can contribute in some other areas on fourth down. I think we felt like it was a move that can make us better.
Can he learn everything in time to play center?
Yeah.
John, now that Jimmy said all three days getting the reps, how do you feel his week went?
I thought he had a great week. I thought the whole football team was very focused this week, as they well should be, going to play a team like in a venue like Seattle. So much like most everybody, I think a good week of preparation.
Specifically with Jimmy, what gives you confidence that he's ready to take the wheel?
Just watching him play, watching him practice, watching him prepare. I mean, just like, anybody else we trot out there.
I've been able to gauge Alshon's move through the last 3 or 4 weeks and just the struggles with getting back on the field and what that's been like for him.
I think anytime a player gets hurt, I think it's there's an element of frustration, a little discouragement, but that's part of this game. I mean, you're going to get knocked down, and, what do you do? You get back up and, bounce back. So I don't expect anything different from him.
Are there any challenges you face with him traveling and just trying to keep the injury and with such a long flight and all that?
I think right now he's actually sick, so whether or not he travels or not, we'll talk to the trainers and discuss that just from a contagious standpoint with the other players. But, that's something else aside from his hamstring and calf injury.
The quarterback situation, like with Jimmy, do you find as a defensive coach you're critiquing him, looking for things that you would as a defensive coach look for weaknesses to spot things and tendencies and so forth? How involved do you get with that?
I think, I'm sure, just like our opponent, just like we do. Obviously, we evaluate our own players for sure. We evaluate the opponent's players. You'd have to speak to them on, their take on it. But, I think, like I said, I can judge it. This is the first full week he's got reps since I've been here. And, I've been pretty impressed with how he's gone about it.
Given what Jay's done this week in helping out, what do you expect him to do Sunday?
He's going to travel with the team. I actually would have preferred to put him as doubtful. But, he threw the ball a little bit today. He's... he didn't have a torn ACL. He has a hamstring injury, and it's kind of one day at a time to see how it improves. And mentally, I think he's been great. He's been a stud. He's been like he's been all year as far as his preparation. And I think everybody's all in to help Jimmy be the best he can be. Yeah, we're not allowed to comment on that. Really doesn't make much difference either way. Didn't get called.